Start with baby steps and the little trails. It won't be as easy as a walk in the park because you need an edge, an ocean, a sea, or a great lake. It is best to set off for a body of water that has nothing on the horizon. This is what an edge is, a starting point. Ludington State Park is the nearest edge to where I live. You need to start away from big cities and parking lots, and you need to drive a little. It has to be a ride towards wilderness. And you need options. The state park allows you to park your car and head towards Nordhaus. It is always good to have a more advanced level nearby. You never know when you change your mind about camping at hike-in sites and search for something bigger or less raccoony. Though always remember, out in the wilderness, raccoons are family, and they know how to unzip tents, so bring a little padlock. Hang your foot down from a line attached to a tall branch on a tree. Goodness knows, they need a workout. To me, in the beginning, a mile-long walk to the hiking sites with my backpack on was great. Not too long and not too short. The Jack Pine hiking sites are away from the entire state park kerfuffle, but they are not too lonely and do have water and rustic restrooms that are somewhat civilized. Once you hop over the dune, you see the endless horizon and a distant lighthouse just about a mile north. They sell knickknacks and M&Ms and offer a proper bench to sit on. And if you keep going due north, just about another 4.1 or 4.2 miles, you'll get to the end point of the Southern Nordhaus Nuremberg Trail. You can actually drive to the Nuremberg trailhead, and there is a neat parking lot there. Again, rustic restrooms and a bunch of cars. Sometimes you may need to park along the road. And if you park right before the permit required area, the parking is free. People park there for days, though make sure that this is still the case. It is a mile-long walk from the Nuremberg Trailhead parking lot to the beach and all the sites, but it is a paradise and no raccoons. Nuremberg is a gravel road. If that is not for you, then take the paved West Forest Trail Road and keep an eye out for that left turn, or you will end up in that pretty day camp area. Once you get to the end of the West Forest Trail Road, there is plenty of parking there, 32 spots. And then you have to walk the Arrowhead Nature Trail south to the Nordhaus boundary, which is not that far. There's also a very large camping area there for campers and RVs and cars, where you can camp next to your car. The bathrooms and showers are nice. This camping area is not a state park. It is privately owned. It is mostly people and campers just spending their summers out in the woods. Just to clarify, there are two access sites for driving into Nordhaus. One via the paved West Forest Trail Road, and the other via the Nuremberg Gravel Road for nature geeks. And that is a pretty good start of camping adventures. Bring your books and journals and some books about learning how to draw or compose music. You can start camping in a tent by your car at a nice site with a fireplace at the state park. Then you can move on to the Jack Pine hiking sites and then Nordhaus, be it by Nuremberg or West Forest Trail Road. It may not be perfect to be 5 or 6 miles away from your car by foot, so don't walk to Nordhaus from the state park unless you have a support team waiting for you. Just drive there, at first to the Forest Trail Road and later the Nuremberg Road. Don't forget the gas station. It has chocolates, ice cream, and sausages. This is a very gentle on-ramp for getting comfy with the woods and backpacks and figuring out what you need in your backpack. Some people do all their hiking here. They come in a couple of times a year, stay a couple of weeks, and regain their strength completely. Lake Michigan makes a huge difference here. You are not just camping in the woods. The beach is a minute away. It takes the endless horizon, in combination with hiking and camping, to hear the call of the wild. Once you hear it, you bring it with you wherever you go. You will never let anybody overwork you again for any reason. You will gain insight into the world by means of simple external perspectives. A simple insight goes a long way. You'll begin seeing what is unimportant or what the fake things are, like promotions or grades, GPAs, and diplomas. If you ever lost touch with your genius or greatness or even childhood dreams, they are all at the edge of your universe, waiting for you to rest and remember. I will close with what Henry once wrote about his own stay by a lake.
I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation, unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms.